Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till, a little Heartland rock and roll there. That's Mr. John Mellencamp bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Terry Jordy is our guest. She's one of our favorite folks. She's a senior executive vice president with the Independent Community Bankers of America. She's also the chief of staff there. She is a community banker herself, and that makes her a very special person. And she's here. We've been talking about, in the previous segment, we talked about what is a community bank and what do they do. Terry, I want to continue just a tiny bit on that before we get into some of the big policy issues that you're working on. But folks, we talked about community bankers being relationship bankers. That is such an important thing to realize, because what I see the big banks cherry picking. They only pick the small businesses that are the best of the best, which is great, but that's not how you build a market. I wasn't the best of the best 20 years ago, but I couldn't have borrowed the money I borrowed from a big bank, but a little bank loaned me the money and I have been able to grow. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right. I think that community bankers are constantly looking for opportunities to invest in their local communities. They see people that have, you know, great ideas and dreams, and community banks are actually small businesses themselves.
That's exactly right. They're locally owned and locally managed, and decisions are made locally.
And I think people really don't realize that the American banking system is so unique compared to other countries. We truly do have this entrepreneurial banking system.
And it doesn't exist anywhere
bankers,
else, does it?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, there are a few countries that, you know, have some sort of a look-alike, but it's not the same where there is truly local ownership by local citizens in those communities. And so it's a system that is very important to our economy, and we need to make sure that we find ways to continue to grow and preserve it.
And I don't have anything against the big banks, folks, except that they contributed more than anybody, if not more, to what happened in 2008. The crash of 2008, and so now the regulatory environment, the regulators are trying to prevent that from happening again, and they're saying, okay, we have to fix the banks when they apply their regulations. But the truth is, most independent community banks, I'm going to say 8 out of 10, if not 9 out of 10 independent community banks, weren't even connected to what caused the crash of 2008, the financial crisis of 2008. And yet, Terry, you guys are having to fight to protect those 9 out of 10 from being collateral damage in the regulations.
No, you're right, Jim. And I'd say it's probably 9.9 out of 10. Community banks just stuck to their knitting. They were serving their communities. And I don't think even realized that all of this crazy stuff was going on out of Wall Street.
The profligate lending, the lending to people who didn't justify or qualify for those kinds of loans.
Right,
the subprime mortgages,
selling loans. I mean, when a community banker makes a loan, they generally hold it in their portfolio, and you know, if the bank or if the loan goes bad, then the bank suffers from that too. So they have every incentive to make good loans and make sure that they don't put their customers into bad products that are going to ultimately come back and bite them.
That's right. And so now we've got we've got all these different regulators. We've got the Fed. We've got the new one that Mr. Cordray is heading up.
CFPB. Yep.
Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Yeah, and the thing is that's all part of the Dodd-Frank bill, right?
Yes, it is. You know, actually, since 2008, after the crisis, there's been up to 20,000 new pages of regulation that has been written, and that came about as a result of laws that Congress passed so that that this would never happen again. They don't want to see another financial crisis. They don't want to have to bail out these big banks again. So, you know, so the pendulum has gone clear to the other side now, mm-hmm. and they've passed so many new laws, and then the regulators have had to implement those laws, and it's all raining down on community banks. And unfortunately, a lot of those regulations are impacting the ability of community banks to survive and have enough profit in order to continue to invest in their community.
And, it is finally impacting their ability to loan money to small businesses, to serve small businesses. And this really makes me mad, Terry.
Well, and what is really even more worrisome about that is that it is beginning to really drive a consolidation wave of community banks. And ultimately, if this continues and if regulations aren't more fine-tuned to be proportionate to the risk presented by, you know, the community banking system versus Wall Street, then we're going to see fewer and fewer community banks.
That's what I'm worried about. Right now, how many are there now? About 6,000, 7,000?
We're just under 7,000, I think 6,950.
And some people are predicting that with all the consolidation, it could get down to 3,000 or 4,000. I'll tell you something, Terry. When that happens, that's going to have a huge, huge impact on small business and on the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are the lenders. These are the lenders. These are the financial servicing organizations to people who are over half the U.S. economy. If you cut their access to capital in half, then you're going to cut small business opportunity in half. And that's going to affect the U.S. economy, Terry. Hold on to that thought.
Yes, because they're the job creators.
That's right. It's a very dangerous situation, folks, this consolidation she's talking about. Terry Jordy and I will be right back. She's with ICBA. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.